rolled in place and set with a seal, that stone was there to stay, so some thought. But those women had a different idea. We all have our versions of that stone in our lives. Every one of us here knows what it is, what it's like to be in a tomb with a big stone in the way. We know what it's like to be trapped, blocked, or held back from something we need or want or have dreamed of. We have stones of resentment that keep us entombed in bitterness or anger and rob us of joy. We have stones of the past mistakes we've made, failures, disappointments, broken dreams, all rob us of joy. We have stones of self-doubt and depression, stones of old memories and shadows of the past that haunt us and steal our joy. We have stones of ignorance, stones of prejudice, unbelief and doubt, stones of fear, independence and stubbornness that get in our way, blocked our growth and stifled the work of the Spirit. But we're here, all of us, because these stones have not been as permanent as we thought. A glimmer of light, as dim as a candle, shines into the darkness of all that stuff with a flicker of hope that gives us reason to think, like the women of this gospel, that someone will roll back the stone. We are in this holy place, priests and deacons, sponsors, the baptized, confirmed, children, grandparents, friends and neighbors, all because someone has rolled back the stone that has kept us apart, kept us in the dark, kept us from the light of Resurrection Day. The story of these women is our best news, and they are great teachers. For they came to that tomb in hope and certain that someone would roll back that stone that kept them from Jesus. Little did they know along the way what it might all mean and what would happen when they found the stone rolled back and what they became because of it. It shall not be different for us. The stones have to go. Expect that they will. Be confident that by your hope and by the power of life itself in Jesus Christ, all the stones will roll away. This is the news we share tonight. This is the way we walk to the tombs that darkness, sin, and Satan have prepared for us, singing Alleluia. Walk together. Stay together. Preserve this oneness, because the sin and sadness of death, the violence, the hatred, anger, and power, and envy of the days before did not break them apart, scatter them in weakness, or destroy the bond and unity for which Jesus had prayed just before his death. It shall be so for us. Stay together. It's the essence of the church. Look at this. Two continents, two islands, three languages, all one in Christ's church. In that unity, no stone stays put. No stone is too heavy. No stone can keep us from the risen Christ. Friends, be joyful. Be confident. Be grateful. Be faithful. Christ is risen, and we shall rise again with him by the power of the Spirit.